Welcome back to part two of a very special Zagura Zone with Browns Pro Bowl left tackle and sure to be Hall of Famer Joe Thomas. And Joe, in the first part, we talked a little about your career here. Let's talk about what you do off the field. We're going to start with a picture. It's a young looking man right there. A very young looking man. An avid outdoorsman you are.
Yeah, I grew up outside fishing, camping, hunting with my dad and my family. And it was always just a big part of my childhood. It was probably a love of mine before I was even playing sports. I was out there on the boat fishing with my dad. So it's been a big part of my life. Now that I'm in the NFL, you don't have as much time to get out and do the outdoor activities, do the fishing. But any chance I get during my off time, I usually try to get outside and do some fishing or some hunting.
And we know that you famously opted to go fishing instead of go to the NFL draft. What is it about fishing that you love?
Well, I think one thing I love about fishing is just how it can distract you from your everyday life. You get out there, there's a peacefulness of being on the lake. You can kind of be lost in your thoughts. You can enjoy nature. And at the end of the day, if you catch some tasty fish, it makes a nice meal.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you taken some of your teammates with you?
Yeah, over the years, I've taken some teammates with me and tried to introduce them to the fishing world. But it's funny, sometimes I've taken some guys out on Lake Erie and they tend to get a little sick. They get a little seasick out on the big lake if they haven't been out in a boat before.
Anybody who kind of took to it very naturally that you would say was a pretty good fisherman right out of the gate?
You know, one guy that I fished with a lot was Hank Fraley when he was here. He actually had his own boat. So I wouldn't say I introduced him to fishing or anything, but it was really fun being a fishing partner with him for a while and getting to enjoy Lake Erie and getting to enjoy going out on the lake and spending some time with him away from football.
Do you like to go out by yourself or would you like to have like a group and kind of have it as a social thing?
Yeah, I like both. I think it's fun having it as a social event.
Sure.
But then it is fun sometimes just going off by yourself and being left to your own thoughts and just kind of being able to choose your own adventure when you're out there by yourself.
Have you ever talked to Bill Belichick about it? Because that's what he likes. He likes to go out on a boat
really?
And just kind of
no, I
get
haven't.
Away from
I'll have to pick his brain. I'm sure he'll want to talk next time you play him.
Yes. So when this kind of stuff, fishing and that relaxing, do you think that's really helped you with your career and being able to do what we talked about the first time around, the 10,000 snaps, because you have this outlet that kind of gets you back-centered and ready to go?
I think that everybody, or at least most people, really need something to do that can get them away from football, that can take their mind away from the game and refresh your batteries, because it's tough to think about one thing and do one thing year-round. You need that time away from it to kind of recharge your batteries and make you feel fresh when you come back.
All right, before we leave this one, I mean, what was going on in that young guy's mind? What's the biggest difference between that guy and this guy?
Three kids.
No gray hair, though.
That's right.
The kids have gotten to me, apparently. All right, so in addition to fishing, you also like, and this is a dual meaning here, we know the mushroom shirt, but also gardening. I couldn't get the screenshot of you and your nice gardening hat from the big feature last year. What is it about gardening? Kind of similar to fishing, just another outlet for...
It is. It's an outlet. It's a way to relieve stress. I really enjoy putting a seed in the ground and seeing it grow into something that can provide food for your family and your friends. So I think just the whole nature process and being part of it is really neat.
When you think about, you know, gardening, what is your favorite thing to garden? What's your favorite? What's the best thing that comes out of the Joe Thomas garden?
Like most people's garden, I think tomatoes are the best thing that comes out of your garden, because the tomatoes that you buy at the store never taste the same as the ones that you grow in your garden, because the ones you grow in your garden, you're picking them when they're ripe versus the store, they're picking them before they're ripe. So I would say tomatoes, but the other thing that's a little unique is a Cajun bell pepper that I like to grow, which is like a sweet bell pepper taste, but it's got some heat to it.
Really? I don't even know about this.
Yeah, yeah.
What color are they?
They look like mini green or yellow peppers. They're like a mini bell pepper, but they've got some heat to them, and I don't even think they really sell them in stores. So that's one thing that's kind of fun to grow because you can't get them in the grocery store.
Yeah, nobody else can have. Do you do any hot peppers in your garden?
Yeah, I grow jalapenos, I'll grow habaneros, and I've grown some of the really hot ones like the ghost pepper and stuff before, but nobody eats them and it's kind of a waste.
They're a little dangerous.
Habanero,
I really enjoy. I think it's got a great flavor. I love a good habanero.
Yeah, yeah, habaneros are really good. Jalapenos are great because we use them in a lot of stuff because my family likes hot food. So,
as do I, yes.
We always have at least two or three jalapeno plants.
All right, what's your favorite recipe that you do, whether it's a drink or food involving habaneros?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. Like a pico de gallo or like some type of hot salsa is really tasty.
So I once went down to Puerto Vallarta, and we went to this like very authentic taco place. And on the table was fresh-cut pineapple, And it had some little orange bits in it. Mm-hmm. And my girlfriend took a big spoonful. Those were all habaneros. And it was just like, exactly. Are you okay?
Ouch.
Yeah, ouch. But it turned out to be very good. I enjoy it. All right, we're going to be back with some more Hot Zagura Zone Part 3 of Joe Thomas coming up later this week. So stay tuned.